The Sanctuary and 2300 Days. Chapter 3. The Little Horn Was Not Antiochus. Number 1. The four kingdoms into which the dominion of Alexander was divided are symbolized by the four horns of the goat. Now this Antiochus was but one of the 25 kings that constituted the Syrian horn. How then could he, at the same time, be another remarkable horn? Number 2. The ram, according to this vision, became great. The goat waxed very great, but the little horn became exceeding great. How absurd and ludicrous is the following application of this comparison: great, Persia; very great, Grecia; exceeding great, Antiochus? How easy and natural is the following: great, Persia; very great, Grecia; exceeding great, Rome. Number 3. The Medo-Persian Empire is simply called great, verse 4. The Bible informs us that it extended from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, Esther 1, verse 1. This was succeeded by the Grecian power, which is called very great, verse 8. Then comes the power in question, which is called exceeding great, verse 9. Was Antiochus exceeding great when compared with Alexander, the conqueror of the world? Let an item from the Encyclopedia of Religious Knowledge answer. Quote, finding his resources exhausted, he resolved to go into Persia to levy tributes and collect large sums which he had agreed to pay to the Romans, close quote. Surely we need not question which was exceeding great, the Roman power which exacted the tribute, or Antiochus who was compelled to pay it. Number 4. The power in question was little at first, but it waxed or grew exceeding great toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant land. What can this describe but the conquering marches of a mighty power? Rome was almost directly northwest from Jerusalem, and its conquests in Asia and Africa were, of course, toward the east and south. But where were Antiochus's conquests? He came into possession of a kingdom already established, and Sir Isaac Newton says he did not enlarge it. Number 5. Out of many reasons that might be added to the above, we named but one. This power was to stand up against the Prince of Princes, verse 25. The Prince of Princes is Jesus Christ, Revelation 1, verse 5, chapter 17, verse 14, chapter 19, verse 16. But Antiochus died 164 years before our Lord was born. It is settled, therefore, that another power is the subject of this prophecy. The following facts demonstrate that Rome is the power in question.